这是2018年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话。每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's $9.15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
So how is your German class going, John?
Well, not bad. The pronunciation is fine with me, and its vocabulary is similar to English. But I'm finding the grammar awful.
Well, it takes a while to get it right. I hope you can come to the party on Saturday.
I didn't know I was invited.
Sure you are. Everyone in our office is invited. May I help you?
Yes. When is the next train to London?
Oh, let me check. It leaves in 20 minutes.
One ticket, please.
Charlie, do you know a restaurant called Bravo?
Bravo. I know the name, but I'm not sure where it is.
It's on George Street. The food there is excellent. Brian, I just had an interview. They said they would make a decision soon.
What are your chances of getting the job?
Quite good. I think the interview went very well.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Let's go kite flying, Judy. It's such a lovely day.
Okay, but let me finish my chemistry homework first. Would you mind waiting for half an hour, Max? There are a few sports magazines on the table.
Isn't the chemistry homework due next Wednesday?
Yeah, but I have a full day of classes on Monday and a birthday party to attend on Tuesday.
All right, then, you go ahead.And I'll catch up on some sports news while waiting. Let's go kite flying, Judy. It's such a lovely day.
Okay, but let me finish my chemistry homework first. Would you mind waiting for half an hour, Max? There are a few sports magazines on the table.
Isn't the chemistry homework due next Wednesday?
Yeah, but I have a full day of classes on Monday,and a birthday party to attend on Tuesday.
All right, then, you go ahead, and I'll catch up on some sports news while waiting.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the eighth and ninth questions.现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
We've been on the computer all the time lately. Why don't we do something different Sunday afternoon?
Well, we could go to a concert.
But I don't think we can get the tickets this late.
Then what about playing a computer game? There's a really cool new one we could download.
I don't know. I feel like I need to do some exercise. We could probably just walk by the lake, and I'll ask Mike to join us.
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
We've been on the computer all the time lately. Why don't we do something different Sunday afternoon?
Well, we could go to a concert.
But I don't think we can get the tickets this late.
Then what about playing a computer game? There's a really cool new one we could download.
I don't know. I feel like I need to do some exercise. We could probably just walk by the lake, and I'll ask Mike to join us.
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome to our program, Dr. Peterson. Let's see what questions we've got for you today. Here's one. Can cats see color?
Sort of. In the wild, many cats hunt at night because their eyes are designed for low light. Your cat can't see bright colors, such as red and green. But it picks up more shades of blue, yellow, and gray than humans do.
And why do cats give dead birds to their owners?
When your cat drops a dead bird at your feet, she isn't bringing you a present. Most cats just drag food home because it's a safe place to eat. A cat's mom also brings home things to her children to help them practice hunting. So a female cat without children may bring these treats to her owner instead. You may not like them,But at least you don't have to write her a thank you note.
Welcome to our program, Dr. Peterson. Let's see what questions we've got for you today. Here's one. Can cats see color?
Sort of. In the wild, many cats hunt at night because their eyes are designed for low light. Your cat can't see bright colors, such as red and green. But it picks up more shades of blue...yellow and gray than humans do.
And why do cats give dead birds to their owners?
When your cat drops a dead bird at your feet, she isn't bringing you a present. Most cats just drag food home because it's a safe place to eat. A cat's mom also brings home things to her children to help them practice hunting. So a female cat without children may bring these treats...to her owner instead. You may not like them, but at least you don't have to write her a thank you note.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer第十三至第十六四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
How is little Ed doing at the kindergarten, Jack?
Oh, he's doing fairly well. It's been 3 weeks since he first started going, so Macy and I are pretty used to it now. You should have seen Macy cry when Ed was about to set off on the first day, though.
I think that's a normal reaction for mothers. You live quite close to the kindergarten, don't you? How does he get there?
Macy walks there with him every morning, unless the weather is bad. When it rains, they'll drive.
And is Ed enjoying kindergarten?
Yeah, he loves to have other kids to play with. He keeps telling us things they do together.
What do the teachers at the kindergarten say about him?
They said he is bright and that he's starting to learn how to tell time. Isn't that fantastic?
That is fantastic. It sounds like everything goes well. How is little Ed doing at the kindergarten, Jack?
Oh, he's doing fairly well. It's been 3 weeks since he first started going, so Macy and I are pretty used to it now. You should have seen Macy cry when Ed was about to set off on the first day, though.
I think that's a normal reaction for mothers. You live quite close to the kindergarten, don't you? How does he get there?
Macy walks there with him every morning, unless the weather is bad. When it rains, they'll drive.
And is Ed enjoying kindergarten?
Yeah, he loves to have other kids to play with. He keeps telling us things they do together.
What do the teachers at the kindergarten say about him?
They said he is bright and that he's starting to learn how to tell time. Isn't that fantastic?
That is fantastic. It sounds like everything goes well.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
My name is Emily. I had been a dancer for quite a long time. I started studying ballet when I was 6 years old. By the time I was 9, I was dancing 5 days a week. When I was 18, I decided that I really preferred contemporary dance and that I wanted to do it professionally. So, I applied successfully for the training program at the School of Toronto Dance Theatre and moved to Toronto to attend the program. That was the period of time I enjoyed most in Toronto. I graduated on scholarship and danced professionally for 10 years. But after all those years, I found that dance was gradually becoming something that felt like more of a burden than a joy. I found myself increasingly unwilling to drag myself to dance performances. So I quit. I do miss dance often, but it makes me happy to think that I'll never have to go to another training session again. My name is Emily. I had been a dancer for quite a long time. I started studying ballet when I was 6 years old. By the time I was 9, I was dancing 5 days a week. When I was 18, I decided that I really preferred contemporary dance and that I wanted to do it professionally. So, I applied successfully for the training program at the School of Toronto Dance Theatre and moved to Toronto to attend the program. That was the period of time I enjoyed most in Toronto. I graduated on scholarship and danced professionally for 10 years. But after all those years, I found that dance was gradually becoming something that felt like more of a burden than a joy. I found myself increasingly unwilling to drag myself to dance performances. So I quit. I do miss dance often, but it makes me happy to think that I'll never have to go to another training session again.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。